Well, that's supposed to be next. 2028's when they're supposed to be dropping the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
They already did the
Well,
woolly mice.
the woolly mice, did they let them out of the lab?
I think they just stampeded right out of the lab.
Yeah, and then ate everybody, and it's Planet of the Woolly Mice. I didn't even know about that. I hope they bring back the saber-toothed tiger and they just let it go free.
My father.
He's a father. He told me. He's a father.
All right, so let's just talk about it. We're going to talk about why. Hey guys, let's talk about that amazing ending to season 3 of The White Lotus. This time it was shot in Thailand, and we're already speculating where they're going to shoot it the next season. Harlan Williams, did you guys watch the Harlan Highway this week?
No, not yet.
Is messing around with Greg Fitzsimmons saying that he's been cast in season 4. Obviously, he's not, by the way he's presenting it. But he says, yeah, I'm not supposed to say I signed an NDA, but it's in Greece. I think it's going to be in Colombia. That's the one rumor that I heard. What's that guy's name? Mike White, the showrunner?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just down there. So I guess they're scouting out of locations. But overall, what did you guys think of season 3 of The White Lotus?
Yeah, I didn't see that ending coming.
Yeah, I didn't see the Tarantino style ending happening.
Yeah,
and then the ending that we all thought was going to happen sort of came before the real ending. Although last week I really did think, oh yeah, Scott Glenn is his dad.
Yeah, by the way, I've been thinking that the whole season.
Why didn't he just tell him that he wouldn't have been shot?
Yeah,
there goes the drama. So
yeah, I know your mother. She was of dirty.
Something like that. Every story sort of had its happy ending. I think that the three, old friends who got back together, Lori, Kate, and what's the other one's name? Jacqueline, who was played by Michelle Monaghan. And then you had Leslie Bibb. And, of course, the great Carrie Coon, who I think is one of the best female actors out there. Their arc was really good. Carrie Coon got to go out and party and go to the fights and get laid and all that, and then almost got killed by a Russian woman. That was kind of fun. Let's see. Chloe, she made good with getting Gary, or a.k.a. Greg. He has a cuck fantasy. And he wants to have what? He wanted to watch her have sex with Arnold's kid, right?
Yeah, that's good. That's very good, yeah. I'm going to bang your wife in front of you. Uncle Rico, yeah.
A lot of people this season were telling me, well, I didn't know that was Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
He gets that a lot.
Yeah, people don't know so much who different he is. With no hair.
Yeah.
In our short that Dustin put together for Val Kilmer on YouTube and on TikTok, I had forgotten that John Grease was in Real Genius. He's the guy in the closet.
Oh, yeah,
right?
The guy in the closet. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot when he had hair, long hair. The only character that I didn't particularly care for her ending was Belinda's. Because she kind of screwed over her boyfriend.
Well, she got screwed over too. So yeah.
Zion, he was cool the way he took charge. Piper, no, I really, dude, when that kid, what was his name? What's the son's
Laughlin.
Name?
Laughlin.
Laughlin. When he, I knew that was going to happen. I said, oh, he's going to get up in the morning and do that. I thought he was dead, and I thought, oh my god, there's still 20 minutes of the show left.
The false death ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amy Lou Wood getting shot. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, spoiler alert. She was one of the people I would have said was not going to die if you had asked.
Walton Goggins, he didn't make it out, unfortunately. Rick, but he was kind of stupid. He should have just, dealt with it a little bit.
He should have just left the White Lotus as soon as he got back.
Yeah, no doubt.
What was he hanging around for?
Let's get out of here, baby. Sam Rockwell was amazing, don't you think?
I didn't know he was going out with Leslie Bibb for like 10 years.
But Sam Rockwell as Frank, great. Lalisa Manoball, or however they say it, Mook. I thought her character was awful. And I didn't like her character. She's all like, oh, I don't like you. You're not assertive enough.
She just wanted the best for him.
No, that's their culture. She didn't want to date a loser. But ended up, Guy Talk ended up being not a loser because he killed an unarmed man fleeing dead girlfriend. Sritala Hollinger, I thought, was probably also one of the better characters. So overall, I give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was as good as the last season.
It surprised me.
Not as good as the first season, but as good as last season.
First season's still the best.
Everybody's mad that that kid made the drink in the dirty blender.
Oh, in the dirty blender?
Yeah.
The people that own that blender company are mad.
That's part of my news story. They're not mad. They were happy to be in it.
Oh, they were? Not like Duke?
Duke University's pissed off, though.
What? Come on. Get over it. The TV show. But don't worry. Don't worry. There'll be another season of The White Lotus, and everything is terrific. Everything is just so terrific. You know, I pulled the rug out. I pulled the rug out. I backed off. 90-day pause on the tariffs. You'll be able to get your Nintendo Switch, and play all your games. You're going to be able to get all of that because we're really screwing it. We're screwing it to China. China, 109,000%, 900,000,000% tariffs. That's all. Screw you, China. It's just, that's too much of a tornado in the news for me. I can't follow it. I just have to tune out. Only for the radio show do I pay any attention to it because it's confusing. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Did you watch the Kill Tony Netflix special?
No. Did they talk about it?
Just Shane Gillis did Trump the entire time.
Oh, he did?
It was 2 hours long. It was like maybe an hour too long.
Was it overkill?
No, he was pretty reserved with it, but it was funny whenever he talked.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Kyle Dunnigan on there doing Elon and JFK Jr. Both not as good as your impressions.
Oh, thank you. But Kyle Dunnigan does the best Bill Maher. You know that Tim Heidecker's doing a parody of Kill Tony. Have you seen that?
Tim. Kill Tim.
It's called Kill Timmy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's... Has it been streamed yet?
No.
I saw a trailer for
it. There's just an advertisement for it, yeah.
I want to watch it. When he did the Rogan thing, he really kind of nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, most of the time when he does those all-in kind of things he does. But to me, I'm wondering if it's not working with Kill Tony. That's what I was thinking.
You think so? I don't think he likes Tony, does he?
It's a beef.
Oh, you think it's a fake beef.
Yeah.
So it's kayfabe.
Yeah, essentially.
Kayfabe.
But it's worth watching. Adam Ray comes out, does a bunch of different people. Dr. Phil, of course.
He does Dr. Phil and Adam Ray.
Yeah.
What's that show I recommended on YouTube that you're a bitch or something like that? Total Bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think they use an AI version of Adam Ray's voice to narrate the thing, and they speed it up a little bit. Have you watched any of those yet, these fake documentaries about the shady pasts of comedians?
Yeah.
No.
No. You got to watch one. They're so fucking funny. They're not even takedown, but they kind of work in sync with Red Bar, that guy that we talked about before. You know, the guy that does the 16-hour podcasts every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Jeff, it wasn't an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, I found that out later.
We all felt foolish, especially me, because I was excited about this. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is getting a sequel, and it's just going to be Brad Pitt's character, right? No word on whether Leo DiCaprio will be in it.
No, from what I've seen, it sounds like they're just following the Brad Pitt character and continuing his story, which, I mean, it's wide open. I mean, you could take it pretty much anywhere.
That has slowly become, I think, it's slowly crept its way into at least the top three of my Quentin Tarantino favorite films. I just love it. I've watched it multiple times. If I see that it's on, I'll watch it. I don't know why either. I guess it's because I'm steeped in all that Manson stuff, and I love how they all just get killed.
Yeah.
And everybody lives, including Sharon Tate. So there might be Sharon Tate in this. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, I think it's more of a, like, most of his movies you watch for the characters or for certain scenes, but in that movie, the whole movie, you're just kind of watching the vibe of the whole thing.
Yeah.
To me, it's kind of different.
Let's see, one more thing. They have brought Jerry Garcia back to life. He was raised, he's a small child now, but he has a full beard and a head of hair and still kind of chunky. But they got his DNA out of
he's got all 10 fingers on the cologne.
He does. He has all 10 fingers. They found one of his teeth someplace. And they put him inside of Donna Godcho. And she gave birth to Jerry Garcia. So in about 10 years, he'll be able to get back into the Grateful Dead and get rid of John Mayer. And Dead & Company will stop sucking. No. Allegedly, they had a lot of big news this week that there was that they had cloned the dire wolf, and the dire wolf is back. I don't know why they would want it back. The guy who, one of the scientists, was on Rogan this week talking about it. Anybody watch it?
No.
I watched some of it, yeah.
Yeah, I just watched the clip. I don't have time for 3 hours of that, especially with Rogan not knowing anything or asking a lot of dumb questions. But it's not really a dire wolf, right? It can't be. No. You can't. No, they didn't have the full DNA or whatever, and there's no dire wolf.
It's a half dire wolf, half real wolf, I guess.
The gray wolf is what they use genetic material, kind of like they use the frogs in Jurassic Park.
We use the complete DNA of a frog to fill in the holes, complete the code.
So what you're getting is basically a genetically modified gray wolf. Yeah. You're not getting a dire wolf at all. It just.
And what are they going to do with this thing? Just use it? Take it around, show people.
Sell it to celebrities. I don't know. Everybody keeps popping those memes up that says, when am I going to get my dire doodle?
My dire doodle? Oh, yeah, your dire doodle. Can you imagine? They're already crazy labradoodles. You get that shit mixed with a dire wolf? I want a woolly mammoth, but I want a little one. Like a little woolly mammoth that you can put in your backyard.
Well, that's supposed to be next. 2028 is when they're supposed to be dropping the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
They already did the woolly mice.
The woolly mice? Did they let them out of the lab?
I think they just stampeded right out of the lab.
Yeah, and then ate everybody, and it's Planet of the Woolly Mice. I didn't even know about that. I hope they bring back the saber-toothed tiger and they just let it go free.
Yeah. Darwinism at its best.
That's right. All right, let's do some news.
Here are some stories that we've been following at the Radio Labyrinth News Desk.
We talked about it a little. The Bosch, the people that make that blender for the White Lotus, they were happy that they used their brand in the series.
Yeah, unlike Duke, who didn't like having their logo on there. Piper, no.
Even though that almost killed that kid. But
did they see an increase in orders or something?
I don't know. They say that you can't buy that brand of blender in the United States. It's some kind of overseas only model.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a Duke sweatshirt just to piss off Duke. We did so poorly, so poorly in the Final Four. And that's why they lost, because the Duke University people were bitching about their logo being in a...
Yeah.
It's probably the worst thing to happen to Duke since that scandal in the 2000s. The lacrosse team. Yeah. Probably the worst.
Do you guys see that they're are coming out with a new Predator movie this fall, Badlands?
Yeah.
But was also announced yesterday that they're releasing a animated movie called Killer of Killers.
Okay.
And it is kind of set in four different time periods. One of them being like Viking times, one being feudal Japan, one being World War II. Where you have these predators that travel through time, or they're just showing them throughout history. It hasn't
get to the single yet. Engine plane,
but it looks awesome. There's a shot where they were doing a dogfight in the air with a predator ship and these World War II fighter planes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh wow! And when does this come out?
That's cool.
It looks like it's coming out.
Oh, it's a game. It's not a
show. No. They said that they use the. The idea looks like it would be a game, but the animation is kind of like Love and Robots kind of animation. But it looks amazing.
Speaking of Love, Death and Robots, they dropped a trailer for the new season. Comes out in May.
Oh yeah,
and it looks good.
Yeah,
it looks really good.
Where does that? It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah, only. Yeah,
I'm so behind. Maybe any I should
of those
stop
are good.
If you watching yeah. thing. You know I'm not going to do that, though, right? Listen, I have all the time in the world to watch 6 episodes of Match Game.
Match Game, from what
you... What say you, Charles? I would love to have his teeth and that microphone. Mickey Rourke, do you remember him? He used to be an actor.
Yep, yeah, the wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. But he's clearly disfigured himself with horrific plastic surgery, and he's doing the thing that 72-year-old actors do. He's on Celebrity Big Brother, which is a show I've never seen. Any of you watch that show?
No, I've seen a little bit of it in the past.
Not well, he's been regularly. He's been warned for his disgusting, misogynistic, and homophobic behavior and comments. And he, you know, one more warning and you're out of there, Mickey Rourke. Now, what are they going to do if they get rid of Mickey Rourke? They're, no one's going to tune in and watch it because I don't know any of the other celebrities that are on.
I mean, it's Mickey Rourke. What do they expect?
It wasn't my looks. And when his eyes go dead, the hell I send him to seem like heaven after what I've done to him.
He doesn't look like Mickey Rourke. He looks like Val Kilmer after he died.
Yeah, he's looked rough for years. But, I mean, Mickey Rourke's always been one of those. He pretty much is the person that all the characters that he portrays.
Yeah, he's very Charles Bukowski-like. He did that movie Barfly that Charles Bukowski wrote. But he has that sort of thing. And he's like fighting all the time in the 90s and boxing and everything. But yeah, I'm telling you right now, Mickey Rourke, knock off the homophobia.
Well, speaking of Val Kilmer, it came out after he died that the biggest regret of Will Forte's career is that he wasn't allowed to be on The Amazing Race with Val Kilmer.
Why not?
Well, I guess when they were making the Gruber, they talked about trying to team up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Val Kilmer was... in between houses, and so he ended up living with Will Forte for like six, 8 months.
Wow. Before he got sick.
Yeah. While they were living together, they were watching The Amazing Race together, and Val was like, we ought to do this together. And they both wanted to do it, but both their management and their agents talked them out of it. They told them they can't do it. It would kill their career if they did it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And that's Will Forte's biggest regret, he said. Yeah. Not doing that.
Yeah, why make that show interesting?
Yeah, I know.
Why bother? Why bother making that issue? So you guys aware that Abraham Lincoln's sex life has been reimagined in a movie called Lavender Men, which comes out next month. It's based on a play by Lovell Holder, and it centers on a stage manager who daydreams that Abe Lincoln has had personal relationships with men. Now, I talked about this on Trambles, which is the audio-only Radio Labyrinth thing I do once a week, usually on Tuesdays, sometimes on Wednesdays. But it made me think, you know, like these guys write these eloquent letters to each other back and forth. And I'd love to see some of Lincoln's personal ones. Maybe there's something to it. Maybe you could find a secret to it. And again, I don't care. In a historical era, and if you're creative enough to write something cool, God bless you. Go do it. Make a little money. At least it's not a Marvel movie. That's what I say about it. You know, it's something interesting that you can watch and not feel mad about. And plus, there's always been rumors that Abe Lincoln was bisexual. He would
and a vampire hunter.
Well, no, he wasn't a vampire hunter. He was a zombie killer.
Oh, okay.
Was it vampires or was it zombies?
I don't know.
And so I wrote this letter. I wrote it in my own style. I wrote... my dearest General William Tecumseh Sherman, I missed hugging you and I sniffed your shirt that you left in the bathroom. I ended up doing that. And then I put the audio out there. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? And then I just made an AI video and I had fun doing it. You can put a little in here and tease it. But Dustin did a good job with the title card and the end card. I thought those were amazing. Way better than the one I did.
My dear General Sherman, I trust this missive finds you in stout health and high spirits, pressing forward with your noble labors in Georgia. I chanced upon that undershirt you left at the Willard, a relic of our councils, and found myself pondering its weave with a touch of melancholy. I'll not burden you with the details of my solitude, save to say I've kept the lard at hand for sundry purposes, and a man...
But I think that... There's been rumors for years that Abe Lincoln loved sharing the bed with a man. And, you know, he sometimes will get cold at the White House in the wintertime. You know, they didn't have central heating or central air, for that matter. But it tickled me that he did write a letter to William Tecumseh Sherman telling him how much he enjoyed him and how wonderful, when you have the scent of war and beautiful lovemaking and dirt and sweat. And you leave the long-sleeved undershirt in the bathroom. I do believe you're going to have memories. And it always tickled me to think that William Tecumseh Sherman was down there crushing Georgia and setting fire to it. But the fire was really in his loins. Thinking about old Dishonest Abe, I like to call him. He made fun of Jeff Davis for wearing a dress trying to escape the Confederacy so he didn't end up in a federal prison. But Abe Lincoln was living the life. And, you know, Jeff Davis was just trying to disguise himself to get away. And I'm not sympathetic to the Confederacy at all.
Do you know, I used to I think when I lived with Jeff, at least once or twice a year, I would watch that whole documentary. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, the Civil War one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've watched most of his stuff, but that's my favorite one. All right, I'm done with my stories. You got any more?
I do have one more story. My daughter had come to me and wanted me to get a bidet for their bathroom.
Why?
And just it's the thing now. The kid, okay. You know, it's just that people want bidets. So I started looking at them, and I came across a fact that really it kind of threw me. And I wanted to run it by you guys. I ran across this fact, and it said that 65% of people sit down and wipe. 34.3% of people stand up and wipe.
How many do jumping jacks while they're wiping?
That is 115 million people in this country stand up to wipe. I never even thought about it before.
Well, I didn't know that you were supposed to go backwards until I was 43.
I mean, not to go around the table, but I can assume just from your reactions that both of you sit down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm normal.
I mean, it's 115 million people. I mean, the odds are you never know if the guy sitting next to you doesn't sit when he wipes.
I sit down to wipe, but I stand up to poop. It's just weird. It's the way it works. What my grandpa taught me how to do, and I stick with it.
Well, that's what they say. They say it's mostly the way you were raised, the way, you know, people's family traditions and things like that. I was just taken aback by it. I thought that was the weirdest thing I'd ever heard in my life.
Charlie, you're going to stand up and wipe just like your granddad did.
Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by two wonderful sponsors. The first one, Atlanta Pizza and Euro, proudly serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is the place to be this spring and summer. The restaurant and the food truck are in full swing for the season. Their featured beer of the month is Uno Mas Mexican-style lager from Firemaker Brewing. And they have all sorts of other good beers you can try. Plus, the food is amazing. They have great pizza. They have great Italian food. They have great Greek fare. And the staff is really nice. They closed all the things that we used to talk about, so you don't have to worry about that. They have amazing artwork on the wall, including drawings from a lot of our listeners and yours truly. And they got the best gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Stop by Monday through Friday, 11 to 9 p.m., Saturdays, 12 to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. Also brought to you by LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. If you have a commercial or residential construction printing need, contact them right away. LDI Repro Printing has been in Athens since 2005, and that's 20 years. That's amazing. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call Brett and tell him we said that you needed to call them. Call Brett and tell him you heard it on Radio Labyrinth. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
All right, let's read some YouTube comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, we welcome your comments and all that jazz. Let's start off first with the poll that Dustin put up. We talked about Val Kilmer quite a bit last week. May he rest in peace. Which Val Kilmer role is your all-time favorite? And you gave four options: Doc Holliday in Tombstone, Iceman in Top Gun, Jim Morrison in The Doors, which is not a good movie, Batman in Batman Forever. Someone posted in the comments Nick Rivers.
And yeah, I don't know from Top Secret.
Oh, yeah. That's right. But in our poll, Doc Holliday came out number one, as it should have, 50%. Iceman, 27%, came in second. Jim Morrison, oddly, came in third at 20%. And Batman, 3% in Batman Forever. And have you guys seen the Doors movie?
Yes. Yeah. I just got the 4K remastered edition of it.
Oh, I guess that you like it.
I've always liked it.
I got to watch it again because the first time I saw it, I was bored. But I was in Pittsburgh and hungover. And so maybe that had something to do with it. And then I watched it. I thought he was good in it. It was just a little too, I don't know, reverent. It made Jim Morrison seem like more than he was.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was an Oliver Stone film.
Yeah.
He tends to be very, you know.
Meg Ryan was good in it. Everybody was good in it.
Yeah.
But, all right. Let's see. We have your comments. Roby says, Heat is an excellent movie. A lot of love for Heat. King Reno Band said, The Saint was a good one, too. Great show. Keep it canon. Roby also weighed in. I knew Walton Goggins had range when he played a transitioned call girl in Sons of Anarchy. Was that later on? I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was in the middle.
Yeah, it was like maybe the middle to the last quarter of the seasons. It was good, though. I mean, he was great in that character.
Well, he's a great actor. Christopher Coker says, Jim Morrison and Doc Holliday died again. Rest in peace, Val Kilmer. But Jim Morrison is still alive. So
I saw that rumor. Yeah, he lives in upstate New York.
Or Paris, one or the other. He lives in Utica, New York, and he works at a Dollar Tree. Stop in and say hi. Fooksy says, wait, Tim, you would watch Speed Racer cartoons instead of a Michael Mann movie? Yes. And then he adds, Michael Mann movies boring? Boring? Howdy face. You know what? Maybe I ought to give Michael Mann another chance.
You at least ought to give Heat another chance.
Yeah, watch Heat.
Not so much Michael Mann as a filmography.
It's featured on like the front page of Netflix now for some reason.
All right, I'll watch Heat. I'll get back to you. Kevin Jackson says, what the thunderfuck did I just hear? Did Tim just say that he hadn't seen Heat because he thinks it'll be boring because of Michael Mann? I feel I don't even know you. You make me sick. Can't wait for Heat 2. The book was fantastic. All right. I like Kevin, and I respect Kevin, so I am going to redeem myself in his eyes.
He did go see the Minecraft movie, though, so.
No, he took his kids. He didn't go by himself.
And everybody else went to see that movie.
Right now, I can't believe that.
Yeah. It's a whole generation that grew up on that game. They were smart in making it just for that audience alone.
Yeah,
people are going nuts in the theaters, interacting with it like it's Rocky Horror or something.
Yeah,
they ought to make a movie about the show that Gil likes to watch on YouTube, which is just Legos. They're cars that look like they're made out of Legos, and then they crash into like the Incredible Hulk, and then they fall and they land on TNT and explode. And he'll say, this one isn't violent, Daddy. I go, it looks extremely violent. Why are you watching it? I want to watch it. And then there's one where the cars have to jump a toilet, and in the toilets, the skibbity toilet guy pops out, or like a giant alligator. It's really strange stuff. All right. Text impressions, Jeff and Dustin figure out a voice that they want me to do, and then they write stuff for me.
Tonight on Text Impressions by Tim, we're keeping it with the flow of the Righteous Gemstones, and it's going to be Walton Goggins, but Walton Goggins is Uncle Baby Billy.
Are you fucking kidding me? I don't have the teeth for that. You guys just want to embarrass me. That's not fair.
You got to get your out, too.
If I had the suit that he had, I would. All right, I apologize in advance because I don't do a very good Walton Goggins. It's time for Baby Billy to be back on the motherfucking TV. Hey now, don't be using that kind of language, Judy. This is a family show now. That church down the road, please. They need the house of the Lord. That's a glorified Chuck E. Cheese with a fog machine and a pastor who looks like he wears skinny jeans and vapes out the scripture. And I wouldn't let their choir lay hands on nothing but a Motel 6 headboard. Terrible. Terrible.
That's good.
Terrible. Terrible. All right, you say so. The Righteous Gemstones this week was very, very good. Very, very funny. And does anybody know who plays her husband?
Oh, the ex?
Yes.
No, I think it'll be a surprise next week.
Yeah, I'm curious. I want to know who it is. We should have asked Valen. if she knew, but she wouldn't have told us.
No, she wouldn't have told us.
But yeah, what a funny episode this week. All the detective work being done. I felt bad for Kelvin.
What's the name of that on TV.
Yeah, but what's the name of the award they're supposed to get?
The Men in Christ Following Man of the Year.
Yeah, Christ Following Man of the Year. Yeah, I bet you, though. He's going to win that.
Yeah, I think the Dorfman might end up dead before the end of the series.
Yeah, I don't think that the gemstones are blowing up his stuff. I think he's doing it himself.
No, I thought he sent over that crew to do it.
Not really?
Yeah. I thought he said no, but that as he was saying no, it showed them actually doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's where he was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe I better watch it again. And that wouldn't be a challenge for me to watch it again because I love it. Couple more episodes left this season, right? That was episode 5?
I think about halfway.
Yeah. Okay, so 5 more episodes. Five more episodes. Teen Juss. Why don't you call it Teen Juss? No, call it Teen Juss. And then they're shooting it. That was funny.
Yeah. Him as a director was hilarious.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
News.
All right. Last week was The Bondsman, which I watched the first few of those. It's pretty good.
Okay. It's a little fantastic. Tame. It's a little tame for me. I thought it would be a little more gross.
The dude from Mr. In Between, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it so far. It's not fantastic, but it's worth watching. Okay. Pulse, which I watched the first one of those, and it's a snoozer. It's got the dude from Pennyworth as one of the doctors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, the one who played Alfred?
Yeah.
Colin Woodhill?
It's kind of boring, though. I don't know if I'll stick with it. And Lazarus, which I have on my DVR. I haven't watched yet.
Lazarus. I didn't watch anything.
It's an Adult Swim show. New one.
Yeah.
This week, all my picks are for the 10th, so they'll all be out by the time this episode drops.
All right.
Black Mirror, 7th season.
I'm in.
Nice.
Yep. Views Hacks, season 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. Mm-hmm. And North of North, which is going to be somebody's staff pick, I think.
It is someone's staff pick this week, yes. Podcast and audiobook. Looks like Jeff's already made it past. I'm still working on Dungeon Crawler Carl number 5. And I've kind of put it on pause because I got to wait for my Audible to generate another ticket or another credit so I can get the 6th book. I'm at the part where they've explained that they're going to skip a floor. So I imagine that's how they're going to get to the final floors.
Well, Prepotente figured out that way to skip that one level. And and then the AI figured out a way to stop that from happening from then on. But yeah, okay. I just finished 7. So I'm
7
done.
The last one?
Yeah, 7's the current one.
So far.
Yeah, it just came out a month ago.
But it's not the final book ever.
No, we're the 7th one, it's all level dungeon level 9, the faction wars, and it was awesome. It was a war book. It was a giant war novel. It start the main battle, most of these books, you know, the main battle happens in like the last 2 hours of the book. Yeah. This one, the main battle started like 4 hours into a 28-hour book. So book is nothing but like action the whole time.
I checked out Greg Fitzsimmons on the Harlan Highway, which was highly enjoyable. Also, Andy Dick is on Matan this week.
I hope he roasts his ass.
Are you gay? No, why would you ask it? It says in your bio that you're gay. And then he asks him a question. He goes, were you drunk when you tried to beat up your girlfriend? Wow, you have Wikipedia. And then he takes a swing at him. I don't know what's real and what isn't, but that's one.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Tim Dillon, as usual. And I really started enjoying the Film Threat videos. Do you guys watch those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every now and then I watch
them. I've been subscribed to them. They don't put them out as regularly as they used to.
Right. Chris Gore's pretty good, though. I forgot how good he is.
Yeah.
He's been on this show a couple times, I think. Mm-hmm. Once.
Yeah, I listened to Christina Ricci on Conan, and I started Felipe Esparza on Fly on the Wall. I like him.
Oh,
You know, mine, I'm the only, since I finished my Dungeon Crawler Carl series, what I decided, the Sound Booth Theater came out, like Jeff was talking, that their app was almost ready. Well, it's ready now. You can download it. And it is so much more easy to use than the original one. And once you sign up for free, you can get the first 3 hours of the tunneled version, their cinematic version of the first book. They get the first 3 hours for free.
It's a full cast?
Full cast.
Okay. Full cast
and atmospheric music and sound effects. It's really, really cool.
Who's doing Donut's voice?
Him. Jeff does both. Jeff does both. Donut
and Carl.
And the AI.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I'll download that when I get home. All right, let's bust through our staff picks. Mine is the aforementioned North of North, which premieres on Netflix, and it's already out on Netflix by the time this is out. It's a Canadian comedy about Siacha, a young Inuk woman. Please pardon me if I'm butchering these pronunciations. In the small Arctic town of Ice Cove. About a year ago, Mary Lynn Ricegub on her social media was posting all these pictures of being in this small Arctic town, and I wondered what that was all about. And then I found out that the show was coming out. So when I interviewed her a couple of weeks ago, she talked about it quite a bit, and I'm looking forward to it. It looks like a very funny show. And I think you should check it out. It stars Mary Lynn Ricegub, Kira Cooper, Maika Harper, Jay Ryan, Kelly William, and Anna Lombay.
My stat picks, Last of Us Season 4 starts on the 13th.
Season 2,
I mean, yeah. It's only 7 episodes, unfortunately.
Why?
I guess they can't nail down the Mandalorian for more than seven episodes.
He's a busy man, the Mandalorian. Yeah. Don't shave his mustache, though, unfortunately. It looked like Reed Richards.
It looks good, and they've already got Season 3 lined up.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And they're saying maybe some of the stuff from game 2 won't make it into the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's only 7 episodes.
It's an awesome show.
I think they're going to push that tragedy forward.
Maybe that'll happen in season 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine is a movie called Lake George. Came out in, last year. It's on Hulu right now. It's got Shea Whigham and Carrie Coon. And he's a recently released from prison, like white collar criminal. And his boss that he worked for says that he'll take care of him if he kills his girlfriend, the boss's girlfriend, who's Carrie Coon. So it's a dark comedy. I mean, it's really good. Whigham is awesome. He's awesome in everything.
Yeah.
How's Max Casella?
He's really good. Yeah.
Is Max Casella good in it?
Yes, everyone's great in it. Carrie Coon's awesome. She's so funny. But that's available on Hulu right now.
Awesome. All right, let's do some plugs. Trambles is a weekly audio-only podcast on the Radio Labyrinth feed in your favorite podcatcher. I try to have fun with it, do bits and stuff this week. Of course, I put the Abe Lincoln letter. And then I made a little phone sex call of Richard Nixon having phone sex with a hippie. So I hope you found that amusing as well. The Popcast is a radio show that I do on WSB every Saturday night at 7 p.m. WSB's in Atlanta, 95.5 FM, 750 AM, or on the WSB radio app anywhere you live. This week, my guest, 1 hour with Pat Boone.
Did he light up your life?
He did light up my life. There's a phrase, he can carry on without a comma, which means he did not stop talking. He's 90 years old. I suggested to him that he do a show with Dick Van Dyke, and he loved that idea. He goes, I'm going to get in touch with him, and if we do, I'm going to fly you out. But yes, the Pat Boone, and I have other guests coming up soon. If you want to check out the podcast right now, that episode is with Gene Simmons and Titus Welliver. I had more fun interviewing Titus Welliver than I did with Gene, but Gene was nice. Jeff, did you like the questions?
Yeah.
Thought he was a nice guy, that Titus.
Yeah, I can imagine Gene Simmons, you'd probably have more fun with a root canal than interviewing Gene Simmons.
I just want you to know, Tim, that I haven't paid a damn bit of attention to what you're saying.
Hey, if you would like to support Radio Labyrinth, I'll give you the easiest way to do it. If you're watching this on YouTube, like and subscribe, and please comment. You know, let us know what you think. We love reading your comments. You can make requests and stuff in the comments down below. Share it with your friends. If you're listening on an audio feed, you can always, you know, rate and review us. I don't know if we'll see it if you comment, but we might. You never know. I haven't looked at it in a long time. You can also support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, where we do have updated tiers and stuff. We're still working out the kinks on some of the things we'd like to do, especially with the live and some other things that are going to be coming up. This is not the longest troll in history. We are actually working on these things. We have some ideas about getting back together live to do it as well. And we'll tell you more about that as we go along. You can become a Radio Labyrinth producer, and that means you produce the show. You get a credit every week, and that is $25 a month. And you also get a T-shirt from our T-shirt store and some of the other cool things that we're kicking around. So go check it out at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. So let's thank our Radio Labyrinth producers, John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and Chelsea Smith. The list is dwindling, so we need you. God damn it. We need you. that's all I have for this week. I guess until next time, please remember to keep it canon.
No, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the Radio.